It didn't last long, but for a while the Mason-Dixon line moved. It went way north to Rhode Island, where a proclamation from the governor declared April Confederate History and Heritage Month. Apparently, an ardent Southerner named Calvin Johnson requested the proclamation, which went through, as hundreds do each year, without much notice, until somebody noticed. Rudy Cheeks joins us from the Providence Phoenix, where he has written that alternative paper's political column, Philippe and Jorge's Cool, Cool World, for some 22 years. He is Jorge, by the way. Rhode Island was, of course, on the Union side, Mr. Cheeks.
I think that's fairly well known.
Right.
And I think also the governor knows that, since he is named after President Lincoln.
Oh, right. His name is Lincoln Ahmed.
Yes.
Oh, so that's even more embarrassing. Who was it who whistled Dixie, however, on this boost for the Confederates?
Well, you know, I don't know how this happened. I do understand they get about 25 citations or proclamations, requests for them anyway, each week. You know, when you see something that says Confederate History and Heritage Month, that's kind of like if somebody in Tennessee wants to have Quahog Month. You would think it might send up a red flag.
Yes, or at least a Confederate flag.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, and you up there, you're not known for just being a bunch of rubber stampers.
No, we're known for not really rubber stampers. Actually, what we are known for is our incredible obsession with license plates, but that's a whole other thing. I got stories from other folks who've worked in the governor's office. Someone who worked for a previous governor told me that there was someone that each year tried to get in an L. Ron Hubbard Day proclamation every year.
He was the founder of Scientology, if memory serves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So did he get a day, or was that another futile
effort? No, that was one that didn't get through. I mean, that one didn't get through, so I don't understand how the Confederate History and Heritage Month got through.
Well, if April is not going to be Confederate History and Heritage Month in Rhode Island, maybe what you can celebrate there in April is coffee milk. I understand that's sort of the official state drink.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, it is, I guess they don't have it anywhere else. It's this syrup that comes in a bottle. It's made by a company called Autocrat, which is based here in Rhode Island. And you just put a few capfuls of it in milk, and you stir it up like chocolate milk, and it has a coffee flavor.
Down here, we call that Starbucks.
Yes, but it's very different. This is primarily, I don't know what they do. We have Starbucks up here, too, but coffee milk has been around for ages, and it's very specific.
Yeah. Well, thank you and congratulations. Rudy Cheeks is a columnist for the Providence Phoenix, where they will not be celebrating Confederate History and Heritage Month in April.